You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants look like they might be separating themselves from the pack a little bit. And we've sort of been waiting for one team in this division to do that, so maybe it will be the Giants. I'm Allison Footer here with Chris Haft to talk about the surging Giants who are on a seven-game winning streak. Chris, some cool stats, and this is why this is something that we all should pay attention to. In their last six games, the rotation is 4-0 with a 1.37 ERA. The bullpen has a 3.14 ERA. And the team batting average during that stretch is 2.37, and it does not matter, right? Because the starting pitching has been that good, and really that is the name of the game when we're breaking it down. It's whoever has the best rotation, and the Giants certainly have had a pretty good week.
Yeah, very much so, Allison. And even with that low team batting average you mentioned, they've been getting a timely hit. And I was about to say they've been getting timely hitting. Their average with runners in scoring position isn't all that great either. But it just seems like they're getting enough offense, to win. And as you mentioned, with the good starting pitching, you don't need that much offense. And they can probably take comfort in the fact that eventually the offense will come around. As long as the starting pitching holds up even close to what, to the quality they're displaying now, they should maintain a nice little equilibrium the rest of the season.
They had a brutal stretch, right, if I'm remembering correctly, and batting with runners in scoring position. Wasn't it just like when they were not winning a whole lot of games? They were, like, we were talking about how surprising it was with sort of the firepower that is in this lineup, and they just were trudging through, right?
Yes, and it's still early for guys to maybe have really hit their stride. But pretty soon the bell is going to ring, and everybody will need to be on their best of their games. But Buster Posey still hasn't quite hit like Buster Posey. The one guy who is doing what they're expecting from him is Hunter Pence, who's had a great last couple weeks or so. And last night, his two-run homer provided all the offense they needed in their seventh straight win against San Diego. So, they're getting just enough. It won't suffice for the rest of the season. But then again, they don't expect to be hitting, this poorly the whole year either. So.
Yeah, it's definitely easier for a team like the Giants to be able to know that that's not going to last forever than it would be for a lesser team to be like, oh, this is actually the team we have. This is sort of how it's going to be all year. When you have the Giants, they're like, yeah, no, I think we're going to be okay. Especially if they look at those middle guys, I guess, and everyone thinks, well, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and well-connected baseball person. He mentioned that it makes such a difference having Bruce Bochy as the manager. A lot of times it comes down to him. He stays calm but forceful. During this streak, we've had the Santiago Casilla incident where Santiago, the closer, left the mound a little early. He was heated that Bruce removed him from a safe situation, but turned out to be the right move because he went for the lefty-on-lefty matchup. Not to over rehash this, but and then the next day Casilla apologized to Bruce, without much prompting. Bruce exercises the influence strategically and otherwise with this team, and that's been very much in evidence during this winning streak.
Yeah, that's totally a good point. The manager has to be the one not to care when the players. It's like a parent-child. I'm doing this for your own good. Sometimes it takes them until they leave for college to understand that they were right, but they usually do come around. So Madison Bumgarner, let's talk about him. Okay, so first of all, Bumgarner and Cueto threw back-to-back complete games. Big, wonderful, huge sign. Bumgarner, who we don't talk about him a whole lot because he just always does what he's supposed to be doing. And so usually when we discuss things on a weekly basis, it's like, what's going wrong, or who's been a surprise? Bumgarner 4-0 and with a 1.53 ERA in his last five starts. I mean, the guy is a horse, we know that. But he's just having another fantastic year. It's early, but really, he's just so reliable. You can't say enough about him.
You can't. Early on, early in the season he wasn't performing up to Madison Bumgarner-type standards, and I was so, I guess, taken aback by it. I talked to a couple scouts and asked them, what's the deal here? What do you see? And they said, don't worry. They said, he's going to be fine. And, he's been all right. I guess the source of my concern was, you know, he did have that. Sometimes it's not the year after where, you know, you have a big workload type year when you get affected. It's 2 years afterward. And, you know, of course, Madison threw those 52 extra innings in the postseason in 2014. I was wondering, is that what might have been ailing him, you know, at the start of this year? But the way he's thrown lately, the Giants have nothing to fear. He remains Madison Bumgarner, as shortstop Brandon Crawford said, big bad Madison Bumgarner or something like that.
He's a big bad man. Yeah, I'm gonna like never ever doubt him. Even if they go like Game 7 of the World Series, I am going to fully expect for him to come back full force with no arm problems whatsoever the following year. And I want to also just like touch on Tim Lincecum a little bit. Obviously, he has, I think it's getting close to being final, signing with the Angels. So, but just a little homage to Tim Lincecum. From what he did for this team, with all their World Series runs, and he was right in the middle of all of that. And it was kind of unrealistic, right, for people to actually think that he signed back with the Giants because they only had a bullpen spot open for him, right? So this wasn't like something that people were really counting on.
No, I don't think people are really that jarred. I think maybe fans have prepared themselves for this since late last season. There seemed to be an air of finality when Tim met with us after his surgery and he was on crutches. And if I may open up my heart a little bit, I remember feeling very depressed, you know, just seeing this guy who was so dynamic, especially at the start of his career, wheeling around on crutches. That's not the right verb, but, just getting around on crutches and, not knowing whether he'd make it back. And, even though he looked good in his showcase, we still don't know for sure. But everybody is happy around the Giants that he's going to get this opportunity with the Angels, assuming the physical goes well, and it will. He's waited this long for a reason. Everybody wants the best for him. And it's little added benefits that the Giants don't have to play the Angels this year, so they don't have to go through that emotional angst of facing him or anything like that. So, he might have been the most popular player on the team, Allison, when he was here, and it remains so. I mean, they want him to succeed dearly.
Yeah, no, he took any role that they gave him, even when. They needed him in the bullpen, and they made that run to the World Series. They overcame those deficits early in the postseason, and it's amazing. It's just strange. He's still such a young guy, and to even be talking like this about him is very odd. But he may resurrect things, and it's not like the door is completely closed, right? Because it's like a one-year deal, I think, and he'll be back out on the market in another year, right?
It would not surprise me to see him come back. I mean, he really does have ties here, tangible and intangible.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for that myself. Okay, wonderful. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.